This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Ezra on the evening edition. Sean Tunis joins us from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets. But before that, this story, Sean, about Amazon, and they're looking for entrepreneurs who are willing to start their own delivery service networks. The new program is designed to allow entrepreneurs to run a network of up to 40 delivery vans. What's the story here?
Yeah, this is a story I think a lot of people in the logistics and delivery service will be closely watching, I think, even in Malaysia, because Amazon's delivery service partners program allows people to pick up packages from one of 75 Amazon delivery stations, and each partner can actually start a business with just $10,000, but they will be in charge of recruiting and hiring their own drivers.
So, I mean, Amazon's going to get other folks to do the job that they're, you know, pretty much set up to do.
Yeah, and they're good at doing that as well. but they want other people to do it now. And this is expected to actually help match the company's growth in line with e-commerce expansion. But this is, I mean, you can link this with Amazon's inflating shipping costs recorded in its latest filing, because last year, the shipping cost was $21.7 billion, which is almost double what it cost just 2 years ago, which is, I think, quite shocking.
Yeah, well, I think it's brilliant. I mean, it's about distribution, isn't it? This is crowdsourcing and all that. How will this affect their relationship with external partners like UPS, FedEx, who have, I guess, had long-term contracts with Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon actually addressed the risk with relying on external partners like FedEx and UPS. It says if the company is unable to negotiate acceptable terms with these companies, or in case they have performance issues or other difficulties, it will also negatively impact Amazon's operating results and also their own customer experience. So they know now they cannot completely rely on other companies. So that actually they already invested seven thousand trucks and 40 airplanes. So this is just another
added
element, right? And what's different about this DSP program is the partners are able to make up to $300,000 in annual profit. So it's more like creating jobs for the community. They're expanding the reach to the community besides cutting costs. So,
there are a lot of wins here, at least from Amazon's perspective, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Moving on to Bursa, shares of Comfort Gloves Berhad were going down this morning. What happened there?
Yeah, Comfort Gloves Berhad shares fell 5% this morning after the company reported a 28% lower net profit in the first quarter, which ended in April. They actually attributed this loss to provision for deferred tax of 2.3 million ringgit, besides having incurred higher cost of sales and expenses. Comfort Gloves closed down 4.8% at 79.5 cents.
Well, thanks to Sean Tunis for that market wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.